Tonight, our guests on Tape Relay are Melbourne duo II, Alex Nosek and John Cheam. Just two little eyes side by side, as their bio says, and of their understated ways, The Wire magazine wrote, miniature melodies for a brittle guitar over clicking impatient drums. In other words, II combine instrumental pop with more experimental forms of ambient drone and abstract sounds. On the line to talk about Land Lakes, the debut album that's just been released, is Alex Nosek. Hi Alex, and thanks for joining us on Tape Relay.
Hi Lee, and thank you for having me.
Now, II first appeared on an SBS Whatever Sessions compilation back in 2004, and even earlier to me in demo form in 2003, I think. So why has there been such a long wait for the release of your first full length?
That's a really good question. I guess we've been kind of honing our thing for a long time. Pretty much every time we rehearse, we record ourselves, and we kind of, because we're improvising, we're constantly kind of being very critical of everything, and I guess we weren't really happy with anything like where it was at the point that we thought we could release it as an album. And I guess both of us work pretty hard, so we kind of don't have that much time to record and practice in that much.
So had you sort of intended to release things earlier, or was it not the right time to do so until 2008?
I think we wanted the album to come out probably halfway through last year, but the recording process just took a really long time. We have had other things that we feel ready to go, but for whatever reason, they've just had to be put on the back burner.
With the tracks that were on the album, had you been sitting on them for a while, or did they come as you were recording?
They've all kind of come in the last year and a half, I think. Maybe a third of them, or at least like the ideas of a third of them, came out of this one kind of rehearsal jam thing at John's house one afternoon. And I guess we were, usually our rehearsals don't kind of, they're not that productive, and I think John ended up passing that on to Danny from Feral Media, and he kind of said, you know, you've got plenty of good stuff here, and you guys should think about an album. So
when you say that rehearsals aren't that productive, what do you mean exactly?
Well, I guess when you're sitting down, you're kind of just like messing around and trying ideas and improvising without really focusing on anything in particular. It's not as productive as I imagine a lot of band's rehearsals would be, like where they're quite focused. I guess we kind of muck around a fair bit and then review it later.
For a band that largely improvises in that live context, how did you go in choosing and recording pieces for Land Lakes?
I guess, yeah, as I said, we do record everything we rehearse. Occasionally we'll come across something, like we'll review it separately, and then we'll kind of talk about whether we like it, and then maybe we'll kind of try and work on it. We might edit a chunk and then kind of manipulate it, or we might find a chunk, relearn how to play it, and then try and turn it into a song or something. Yeah.
So did you often re-record things that you had worked on in rehearsal previously?
Yeah, there are a few things, like I think Oh Ho came out of a jam, and then we kind of restructured and re-recorded it. Clamshell, which is the last track on the album, that kind of came out of a jam.
And it's funny that you mentioned those two tracks, because I think those two are the poppiest perhaps sounding on the record.
Yeah, I think the poppier ones kind of came out of us finding melodies or hooks or whatever and kind of trying to put them into a more of a structured context, whereas a lot of the other things on there, that's how they came. Like what you're hearing is pretty much how they kind of randomly appeared in the room at the time,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah. Well, with any luck, it won't take another 4 years to get another II album out.
Hopefully not.
Where would you like to see the two of you headed for future recordings?
I think we're kind of getting to the point where we're over being too reliant on two guitars. I'd certainly like to start other things, like more percussive stuff, and maybe, you know, using laptop process field recordings and tuned percussion. And
well, when you say two guitars, it's not like II are using two guitars live anyway, right?
Most of the time we are, yeah. We haven't been playing drums live much these days, so that's kind of the staple, I guess, and John has been using synth and laptop a little bit.
thanks for talking to us on Tape Relay, Alex.
Oh, thank you so much for having us on.
We'll hear something from Land Lakes now. This is Oh Ho.